Over the next few weeks, news about what God had done in this family of camels spread quickly throughout Spacious Oasis. As the word spread, God put it on the hearts of many of the other camel families to give these four camels the things they needed for their trip. Some brought thorny shrub sandwiches, others brought umbrellas, and still others brought sunscreen and toothpicks. Peter, who had a bald spot on his hump that was prone to sunburn, was particularly thankful for the sunscreen. Virtue, on the other hand, was always getting thorns stuck between his teeth at supper time, and so he was especially happy about the toothpicks. As for Mercy, she was delighted when through airmail some eagles delivered a package sent by some of her good friends way over in Ant Hill, Daniel and Noah. They had sent her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now, Ant Hill was some 200 miles away from Spacious Oasis. Apparently, the news about what God was doing had spread even farther than anyone had thought. During this time of gathering supplies, one day, one of Justice's best friends, Billy, gave Justice a large pack of minty gum as a gift.
"You better take this minty fresh gum with you," Billy said to Justice,
trying very hard to keep himself from laughing.
"I would hate for some of those desert creatures not to listen to your message, simply because you have bad breath from all the onions of those thorny shrub sandwiches."
When Billy said this, both he and Justice began to snort, fall on the ground, and crack up with laughter. Have you ever heard a camel cracking up with laughter? Well, let's just say it isn't a very pretty sound. But Billy and Justice in that moment weren't very concerned about that. They were going to miss each other a lot, and in such times, making good laughter is simply more important than making good music. After Billy and Justice had finished all this snorting and laughing and silliness and carrying on, Justice looked over at his friend and with warmth in his voice, said to Billy,
"I'm going to miss you, my friend."
"What are you talking about?"
Billy replied with a smile as he bumped shoulders with Justice.
"Though I might not be chewing the cud with you in camel, I'll be right there chewing with you in my heart."
Then with a lighthearted grin, with eyebrows raised, and trying hard to make a deep and serious-sounding voice, Billy added slowly,
"As a wise camel once said, when you walk through the desert, close your eyes, and you'll find that the face of a true friend is never left behind."
When he said this, Justice stared at Billy. He wasn't sure how to respond. At first, a tear came to his eye. Then right behind the tear followed an irresistible urge to laugh. And that is exactly what happened. Justice and Billy both started their snorting and their laughing all over again. Now, after several weeks had passed and all of the provisions for their journey had come in, it was now time for Peter, Virtue, Justice, and Mercy to set off into the desert. Together with Daddy and Mommy Camel, all of the camels in Spacious Oasis gathered around these four young messengers of the gospel, anointed them with oil, and with tears committed them to the Lord in prayer. The plan was for them to start off the journey by going out two by two to different places. Peter and Virtue would go to Spider Rock in the northern desert, while Justice and Mercy would go to Scorpion Canyon in the southern desert. Then, after they'd finished sharing the gospel in both of those places, God willing, they would all head east and meet up together again at Snake Plateau. Snake Plateau was where the fiercest snakes of the desert lived. Mama and Daddy Camel walked with their children to the eastern pool. When they arrived, they spent more time in prayer with their beloveds and gave them many hugs and kisses. They told them how proud they were to have children who were willing to follow Jesus' example of self-sacrifice no matter the cost so that others could receive his mercy too. Then, saying goodbye, Mama and Daddy Camel turned around and started walking back to their family palm tree in Spacious Oasis. As they walked, Daddy Camel leaned over to Mama Camel and whispered tenderly into her ear,
"They are in his hands now. He is the Lord."
"His will be done,"
Mama Camel responded quietly, an unexplainable peace coming over her heart as she did so. After Daddy and Mama left, Peter, Justice, Virtue, and Mercy were once again standing at the eastern pool by themselves. They began to take some long and deep drinks from the pool to get themselves all filled up with water for the long journey ahead. When they had finished, they walked over to the spot where Spacious Oasis came to an end and the desert began. As they stared out into the desert, they could not help but think of how much God had done in their hearts since their last visit to the Eastern Pool. As you know, on their last trip to the pool, they talked about the desert creatures with their hearts blinded by pride and self-righteousness. Now, the blindfold had been removed, and they could truly see. Instead of seeing the desert creatures as the worst of sinners, they saw themselves as the worst of sinners. And because God had shown such great mercy to them, the worst of sinners, they had no doubt that he would also show mercy to the desert creatures if they too would but repent and put their faith in the gospel.
"Well," Peter said, "I guess this is it. The master has spoken, and it's time to obey. The desert creatures need the waters of life." "Are any of you feeling a little scared like me?"
Justice asked, not trying to hide what was happening in his heart.
"Yes,"
Mercy replied.
"I don't know very much about the desert, and that makes me a little afraid. And yet, when I start feeling afraid, the Holy Spirit brings to my mind the scripture that says, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'"
"I, too, sometimes feel afraid about the unknown," Virtue chimed in. "In those moments, the Lord reminds me of his promises to be with us even until the end of the age."
As the four young camels continued sharing different scriptures with each other, the Holy Spirit began to remove the fear from their hearts. Strengthened and encouraged, they prayed together one last time before setting off. After the amen, they gave each other some long camel hugs. Then, with their supplies loaded on their backs, with determination in their hearts, and with minty fresh gum in Justice's mouth, Peter and Virtue started walking toward the north, and Justice and Mercy towards the south. Little did they know all the adventures that awaited them.